I think those of us from a certain generation danced to at least one of their songs at a high school dance. I Can Love You Like That, I Swear. I'm talking about the music group All For One, and they're back on the road, back making music, most importantly, back on the radio with me. Jamie Jones, Delius Kennedy are on the line. Hey, guys.
How are you doing?
Hey.
I'm good. How are you?
We're hanging in there.
Great.
We're
good.
Doing well.
You know, this is the thing. I was worried when I heard you guys were coming on the show. True story, my cousin had just found her old wedding video, and I was playing I Swear on the piano, and I thought, oh, you guys are coming after me for royalties 20 years later, but we're good though, right? We're good.
Hilarious. Dude, you play the piano, that's awesome. You're a musician, huh?
Well, as a teenager, yeah, and then I got into the dark world of broadcasting, and well, you know.
That's all right. I think he called us old at the intro, though. He's like a certain generation. I was like, I think he just called us old.
Well, myself included, though, right? I mean, that's the thing. But isn't it funny, though, how, you know, the music is timeless, though, and thanks to technology, video games even, I mean, your music lives on.
Hey, you know, that's the great thing about music is, you know, great music does have this extraordinarily long life. And, you know, we've been very blessed to have a few of those songs that have, you know, been able to last for a long time.
I mean, it's pretty cool to think that, as I mentioned, high school dances. I mean, you know, some of us were probably dancers now married and have kids, and now the kids know the music.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks to the video games and thanks to the movies. I mean, every time that they put I Swear in a movie with the Minions or something, our concert attendance gets a little younger. And we're like, they can't possibly have been alive when this song was out, but they're there, and they're singing along to the song, so we're thankful.
I've got to ask you, because this seems to be the mandatory question coming out of a pandemic, right? I've got to ask every music artist, you know, when you're not touring and you're not doing... I mean, how did you guys get through a pandemic and lockdown? You know, what's it like being on tour? You know that question. You've been asked it a million times already. Jamie, do you want to answer that one?
Sure. You know, you know, of course, being performers, you know, you always miss the stage. And I'm a little different probably than the rest of the guys because I spend so much time in the studio when I'm not on stage. But even then, I still get, like, I get cabin fever, you know. It's like if I'm in the studio for too long, I really miss the stage and vice versa. But at the same time, you know, I think all performers that love that, the energy that you get when you're in a room and there's just this agreement that, hey, you guys agree that you love these songs we're singing, and we agree that we love to sing them for you. And it's like there's just this great energy, and of course you miss that. You know, you miss that. You know, you can't get that feeling anywhere else.
And this is one of those things, Delius, you got to be honest here. Those, like, Zoom concerts and everything, every artist that I've talked to has said, not fun, no. What do you think?
Yeah, not fun, no. Especially for us, not fun, because it's kind of hard to do a Zoom concert when we're all four in different places.
Yeah.
And I've seen them when they, you know, have the little things going. I was trying to figure out how are they doing this without there being a delay on each of the things. But I guess it's, you know, more studio production than it is a live concert on Zoom.
Yeah.
A little different.
Yeah, or they all just get in the same room, you know, because they're okay being in the same room and broadcasting that way. And
yeah,
that part of it is fun, that you can, you know, that you can be in the same room with the people you love and make music, but it's still not the same when you can actually look in the eyes of somebody and see their, you know, the first few bars of I Swear starts, and you see that emotion pop up on their face, and you're thinking to yourself, I wonder why you're reacting to this song that way. Whereas when you just, you know, when you are doing it, it's great that you can still share your gifts and hopefully make some people feel better, even if it is over Zoom or something like that. But as for the performer, it's just not the same energy.
Music, I mean, everywhere around the world was hit by the pandemic, and music is also everywhere in the world, and that's something that's really connecting all of us, right? We can all get through tough times thanks to music. So, Jamie, let me ask you then, what's the song that changes your mood? You're having a bad day, you're just, you know, grumpy, whatever. What's your go-to song to make you happy?
You know, it's so funny. I have a few of them.
Okay.
One of them, of course, is Isn't She Lovely by Stevie Wonder. My earliest memories of music include that song. you know, and it just makes me happy. The other one is Take Me With You by Prince. That was me and my mom's song. Like, we would sing that at the top of our lungs, and it just brings back so many great memories of me and her going. I think she and I went to see the movie Purple Rain about 8 times. Huh. And, you know, so those are probably the first two that I probably start with. And then, you know, and then from there, you know, I just get lost in music.
Yeah. Delius, what about you?
I think one of the things of mine, because there are a few as well, is Desiree's You Gotta Be. There's just, like, no way to listen to that song and not smile and, you know, sing the hook of that one. Anything from Michael Jackson's Thriller would probably do it. I like old school music, so even in the car, I'm like in my Sirius XM, it's like, you know, 80s on 8 or 90s on 9. Any of those things back then, you know, put a smile on my face.
Yeah, now I've made a couple references to video games. You guys know where I'm going with this. Jamie, why don't you tell people why this is a big thing for you guys?
Well, you know, because I call our generation the first video gaming generation. You know what I'm saying? Like, it really, like, with our generation is when it got really big. And so there's still a lot of us, you know, I guess old cats, if that's what you want to call us, who still game and love to, you know, love to just, you know, hop in a video game. So, you know, it's always really cool when, A, your music is featured in it. You know, I know for me personally, I have 3 boys. And I'll hear them sometimes walking around singing songs, and I'm thinking to myself, how do you know that record, you know? And they'll be like, oh, it's in, you know, it's in this video game, or it's in that
Fortnite
video game.
Yeah.
Exactly, you know, and not just Fortnite, though, in NBA 2K and a lot of the other songs. You know, they have a lot of old school hip-hop and R&B and all kinds of stuff. So it's just really cool, you know, now that we are featured, you know, with this Xbox campaign, because a lot of my son's friends are like, yo, isn't that your pops? He's like, yep. You know, he's got his chest out and his chin up. He's like, yep, you know.
I mean, that's the funny thing, right? Because I know when we had, well, it's been a while since we've had a family get together, but, you know, the adults upstairs, the kids downstairs, we hear some kind of music. You know, is it rock band? Is it guitar? Like, we don't even know. We just hear music. And then all of a sudden, all of the adults come downstairs to watch the kids, and wouldn't you know it, who's now dancing around the room? It's the adults to the old music. And the kids are like, how do you guys know that song? Nah, that's from our generation, kids. It's kind of funny, right?
Oh, yeah. Ask me all the time if they heard me singing the Beatles. They'd be like, oh, Dad, when were you playing rock? When were you playing, what's the game, rock band? Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero, yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute, what? And I forgot that I had gotten them. There was a Guitar Hero version that had, like, all the Beatles music and stuff like that. And I would hear them walk around when that came out, and they were younger then. And here they are, small, and they're walking around singing Here Comes the Sun. And I'm like, okay, I know I haven't played that for you guys. And then I come home from the studio and see them playing Guitar Hero, singing at the top of their lungs. You know, here comes the sun, da-da-da-da. You know, and they're singing it. And it was just crazy to me that they had learned all of this old, like, 70s rock and roll music that they had no clue when that music came out. And whenever they hear it, they would automatically say, oh, why are they playing this music from guitar, you know, from Rock Band or Guitar Hero?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, we've talked about age, you know, we've used the word old, but I mean, it must never get old when you guys go out on the stage. I mean, you're touring now, you know, you go out on the stage, you know, the crowd is going nuts for, you know, those songs from back in the day. It never gets old, I must imagine.
No, it doesn't get old. I think that's the most fun I think we have is being on stage and singing those songs and watching, like Jamie said earlier, the reactions of the fans and just trying to give them the best experience and nostalgia of hearing those songs live. So yeah, it never gets old.
Well, Jamie, you guys have had tons of tours and concerts. Like, what's the wildest thing somebody or you know, that's in the audience or that's happened on stage? What's one moment that sticks out for you going, oh, damn?
maybe we were in Indo- Indonesia, and you know, we are notorious for bringing up a girl on stage and serenading her. And so we brought up this girl, and the hardest part was, you know, there's that language barrier.
Yeah.
And I don't know if, to this day, if I really understood it properly, but when she said her name to me, when I asked her, I said, "Sweetheart, what's your name?" And she just, the thing is, it wasn't her name. It was just how she said it. She yelled it. She's like, "Tootie." And I said, "Tootie." And I'm thinking, you know, wait a minute, Tootie from the Facts of Life with an M in front of it? Like, "Mbop," but "Tootie," you know? And the thing is, when she said it, she like yelled it. And all the guys are sitting there singing, and they're starting to laugh on stage. So, of course, me being the clown I am, I said, "I'm going to say her name every chance I get and see if I can get one of these guys to, like, clap," you know? And I start saying her name every other word. It had everybody laughing the way I was saying it. So I just tried to say her name as much as I could to see if I could get these guys to stop singing because they were laughing. And by the end of this little section, like, the guys are not singing. They've got their backs turned to me. The band is playing wrong notes. And we were just having a good time. We weren't making fun of her. She was laughing and having a great time as well. We were just, you know, just enjoying the moment.
And you guys wasted no time getting back on tour when things started to reopen. I mean, it must be a great feeling to see more and more concerts booking, people swiping up those tickets. Delius, I mean, you're ready to, you're on the road. You guys are out there.
Yeah. We're out there, and it's a lot of fun. I think we just did our maybe seventh show since June when we finished in Hawaii and Vegas. And yeah, we're excited to get back out there and see the fans, trying to be as safe and precautious as much as we can, but definitely want to, you know, not another whole year of not seeing them. So we're glad to be back out there.
Absolutely. So, Jamie, all of the tour info, music news is all on your website, right?
Yeah, we have all of that. If you go to the tour tab on our website, and it kind of has, you know, where you can see us next. As Dew said, you know, we're trying to be as safe as possible and get a chance to go out and hopefully bring some smiles to some folks.
And this is what we can tell people, right? If you guys stay safe, no more Zoom concerts. You can see them in person.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we want to encourage people to get your vaccines. We want to encourage people to just, you know, wear your mask. Be safe, because, you know, the only way we can be able to continue to tour is if everybody is healthy. You know, we don't want to see anybody sick.
For sure, absolutely. So the website address for everybody is?
all4one.com.
All right.
Also find all of our social media. We have tabs for all of the social media pages there as well.
We'll be sure to check it out. Well, Jamie Jones, Delius Kennedy, thank you so much for joining us. It was great to chat with you guys.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, man.